Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Are your kids making New Year's resolution? Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics has some tips that you can read at aap.org and healthy New Year's resolutions for kids, but we're giving them to you right here, right now, with our fan favorite, Dr. Corey Krosh, pediatrician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Krosh, kids should make resolutions just as adults do every year. Let's start with preschoolers. What do you want them to make resolutions, and how do we tell them this is what you're doing because you're going to be better next year than you even were this year?
Yeah, I think it's nice to start with the preschoolers, but the same thing applies to the preschoolers as the older kids. I think it's a nice thing that, you know, sometime before, you know, right before New Year's, that we sit down at dinner and, you know, just have a conversation. And so I think it's the same thing with the preschoolers as with the older kids. You sit down at the table and you explain what's about to happen. Like, New Year's is coming. It's a time to, you know, think about how we've behaved in the past or what we've done, and think about what it is that we could change that might be better for next year. And I like to phrase it in a positive way. And I think that when you go around and you give an example of what it is that you're going to do for your New Year's resolution, it's important for your kids not to hear saying, like, mommy's going to try to lose 5 pounds, because I don't think that that necessarily sends the right message, but rather mommy's going to try to eat healthier. Mommy's going to try to, you know, exercise 4 days a week. I think that sends a much healthier message than to say mommy wants to lose 10 pounds. So make sure that when you phrase your New Year's resolutions, you're doing them in a positive way, and then talk to your kids about what it is that they could do. And I think first you should try to get feedback from them. And their first ideas might be a little bit out there, and maybe you have some ideas of your own as to what they could do better, so you can try to guide them along. But I think it's important to let them have a dialogue about it. So to your little ones, you might say, so is there anything that you think that you can do better? And you might get, well, I probably shouldn't hit my sister, or I'd like to, you know, I should probably clean up my room when you ask me. And you can say that all of those things are great, and you just want to keep encouraging them. Even if they come up with something crazy, you want to say, that's a great idea. Let's think about something more along these lines. Because for little kids, it takes them a while to actually understand, you know, what it is that we're talking about.
Okay, so with the little preschoolers, cleaning up their toys, brushing their teeth, you know, give us a few of those and let's move on to 5 to 12-year-olds. We want to hit through as many of these as we can.
So what I think you need to do for the little kids is come up with something, and then they really respond to rewards. So I think the sticker charts or some sort of reward system is great to help them change their behavior. And so what I like to do is put something up in their room, and usually with little icons. Like, I make pictures of what it is I want them to do. Like, I want you to brush your teeth, wash your face, and, you know, straighten your room before you come downstairs. And then I'll go up and I'll check it, and I'll put, you know, a sticker on if they did the day well, and if they do the whole week well, on Friday nights they get to have an ice cream sundae. And, you know, that's something that's worked for us. But you can do that with any resolution for really a school-aged child. For the older kids, as you get on to, like, the 5 to 12-year-olds, they really get the concept. And I think that for them, again, New Year's resolutions doesn't necessarily have to be thinking about what we do that's bad, but rather what can we do better. So maybe it can be, I want to do something nice once a week for another person, just some random act of kindness. And that's one of my favorites, because I think then kids start to think, what did I do nice today? And as opposed to always thinking about what happened to me, it's more like, maybe I could help my brother clean up his room, or, you know what, maybe I can help my neighbor or something like that. And then, you know, at the end of the week, what nice thing did I do? And I think that when you do something like that, it really does affect your whole outlook on life for every day. And that's a great resolution that really somebody of any age can do.
Okay, I think that's really great advice. And not what you did wrong, or, you know, but what you can do better, what you can make better for yourself, and certainly helping others, and, you know, putting things forward and making it so that, you know, you're helping in your community. Now, what about the little bit older kids, you know, 12-year-olds, preteens, you know, getting into that sort of rebellious age?
Yeah, with that age, it does get more difficult, but they also have more ideas of what they can do. So that's exciting. With them, one of the things that I usually recommend is screen time, phone, sort of modifying that type of behavior, like no phones at dinner, or let's try to, you know, have our 1 hour of physical activity every day, or decrease our video time until after we exercise, you know, or after we play outside. Those are the types of things that I try to do with them. Or also, I want you home twice a week so that we have a family dinner. You know, those are nice New Year's resolutions and almost family resolutions, because maybe nobody should have their phone at dinner, or we should all try to get together and have dinner twice a week, or maybe, you know, once a week, let's try to do a family game night on the weekends, you know, maybe Sunday night. Something like that, I think, is a really nice thing for the older kids.
Okay, and then peer pressure, bullying, all those kinds of things. You know,
right.
Can we help them make decisions about those things, too? Do we help them make their decisions, or do we let them do that themselves?
I think that the best parenting is when they think they're making their own decisions, but you're actually guiding them from the background. I think that, you know, yeah, some decisions kids have to make, and sometimes they learn the hard way that, you know, that wasn't the right decision. And I think that's some of the hardest things that parents can do, is to let their kids make mistakes. But I also think sometimes you can guide them in the right direction. And a lot of times that is, you know, having a conversation beforehand and say, you know what, like, just like with the New Year's resolutions, let's try to think of positive things we can do. If you frame the conversation, then sometimes it goes the way that you're hoping. So I think that just really framing the conversation and trying to direct it in the right way, you can definitely help them. But I think with bullying, yeah, you need to set down rules. And you need to say, we don't tolerate this behavior. You want to have a Facebook page. I want to be your friend. I mean, maybe, you know, one of your resolutions can be, if you see somebody getting picked on Facebook, that you're not going to chime in, and that you're actually going to stand up and say, like, this isn't a nice thing. I mean, that's a hard resolution to make, but that's definitely a good lesson to learn. With any of these resolutions, though, I think it's important that they be specific and concrete, that you write them down, and that you try to, you know, keep track of improvement and success, because just like adults, a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, and the second week, they're sort of forgotten about them. So I think that scheduling rewards, really keeping track whether or not you're accomplishing your goal, is an important part of a New Year's resolution.
And then there are our teens and college kids. You know, it's harder to get them to make resolutions that we can see if they're actually doing it, because maybe they're away at college. But where sex and drugs and all of these other things are concerned, do we want to know what's in their resolutions? Do we want to see that, discuss it with them?
I mean, I think it's a nice, fun thing to discuss in general over the holidays. It's kind of a fun thing to talk about. I mean, a college kid's resolution could be that they're going to call grandma once a week, you know, and just check in on her. I mean, that's a nice thing they can do. I mean, they don't necessarily have to tell you all the other things they're thinking, because they do have their own lives and a little bit of privacy because they are away. But I think knowing that your parents care and they want to know, and keeping that dialogue open, I think that's an important part of parenting. I mean, I will tell you that we still talk about this at my house, and, you know, with my family, with my brother and his wife, and we all like to hear each other's resolutions. So I think that's really fun. My resolution this year is that I am going to try to learn and cook all of the vegetables in the grocery store that I don't know what they are, because I was a little embarrassed when I went with my daughter. So my New Year's resolution is I'm going to try parsnips and try all sorts of things that aren't necessarily Italian, and find a recipe and make those. So that's my New Year's resolution. But, you know, I guess they can be kind of fun.
I agree with you. And I think that, you know, I love that you brought up nutrition, because what a great New Year's resolution. And it's one that we're using in my house, that the kids want to learn to cook. So their resolution is to learn to cook all these healthy foods that I make for them, so that they can be involved in the whole cooking process. And so I think this is really great advice. And thank you so much, Dr. Cross. You know, as parents, we all have to make our resolutions, as we do. And some you want to talk about with your kids and some you don't. But if you sit down as a family right around New Year's and you talk about these things, as Dr. Cross says, you can come up with some really creative ones to give back to the community, to get healthier, to get more exercise as a family, to stop using cell phones at dinner or when you're together, you know, even if you're out and about, to do these things that bring you together as a family and as a community. And I think that's what's so important. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. You're listening to Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great holiday. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.